This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says Hamas wants changes to a U.S.-backed proposal for a Gaza ceasefire, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Blinken is not saying what they are, but
some of the changes are workable. Some are not.
The secretary's in Qatar, pushing a plan that has global support, but not full backing from either Hamas or Israel. He says the U.S. and fellow mediators will keep working
to try to close this deal,
saying while there are gaps between the parties,
I believe those gaps are bridgeable, doesn't mean they will be bridged, because, again, it ultimately depends on people saying yes.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. The U.S. military on Wednesday urged a de-escalation in rising tensions between Israel and Lebanon, and Pentagon spokesperson Sabrina Singh said U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin raised the matter in a call with his Israeli counterpart a day earlier.
We are seeing an increase in activity in the north, and we don't want things to escalate into a broader regional conflict.
Hezbollah fired the most rockets it has launched at Israel in a single day since cross-border hostilities broke out 8 months ago as part of its retaliation on Wednesday for an Israeli strike which killed a senior Hezbollah field commander. U.S. President Joe Biden and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky will sign a security agreement between the U.S. and Ukraine on Thursday when they meet on the sidelines of the Group of Seven summit in Italy, aiming to send a signal to Russia of American resolve in supporting Kyiv. U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said on Wednesday the agreement would not commit U.S. troops directly to Ukraine's defense against